So today we had a guy named Chris Cook on. So let me tell you about Chris. Chris was an insurance producer for many years, but then transitioned out of being a producer to work for a company called Emeritus. Emeritus is the company that we use to do all of our infinite banking policies. So we kind of peeked behind the curtain a little bit today to talk about infinite banking, but we also talked about how he sees all the ins and outs of agents. He recruits agents and different things like that. It was a great conversation today with Chris Cook. All right, Chris, thanks so much for joining me today.
You bet. Happy to be here.
So Chris is the one of the regional vice presidents of Emeritus. Emeritus is the company that we write all of our IBC policies through. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about a lot of the different things that Emeritus does. You working there, you've been a producer, but you now also work for Emeritus. So
yes.
Tell me about why that you've been there for 25 years or 19. You've been with them for 19 years. Why is that such a good place to work?
Going on 19 years with Emeritus, and really, you know, Emeritus is a good place to work just because of the way they treated their employees. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's amazing, and you know, I'll go on a little bit more about that, but you see every day on our internal website employees that have been there for 15, 20,
wow,
30,
yeah,
40 years. And, you know, they're heavily involved in the communities. We have a home office in Lincoln, Nebraska, and a home office in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So they're heavily involved with the universities in those locations. We have satellite offices, you know, throughout the country, but they really focus on you. They help you with leadership development. You know, they're all about, you know, promoting within the company.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's times I go outside, but, you know, it's just a great company. It's like a big family.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. You know, most of the people I've worked alongside have been there just as long as I have. You know, and of course, we're hiring all the time.
Oh, sure.
It's just got that really good family,
yeah,
feel to it. And, you know, we're truly a relationship company, whether that's internally with employees,
right,
or with our field partners.
Sure.
So
one of the things that I get asked all the time about infinite banking at IBC is, and, you know, it's just a whole life insurance. And I don't think that's the truth. So tell me about, how does Emeritus support infinite banking through whole life product? How does, and the concept? Tell me how that marriage works.
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. You know, there are a lot of different concepts out,
mm-hmm,
there.
Sure.
IBC is just one of them. But, you know, we support IBC. We are a big sponsor of the Nelson Nash Think Tank,
yeah,
event every year. We work well with them. We believe if a practitioner has gone through their program, that we like that business because we know they've been properly trained.
Sure.
So that's one way that we do it. We're a big, big sponsor, as there are numerous large insurance carriers that are sponsors as well. They're all great companies. The other way that we really are a good fit is every, you know, companies reprice insurance products all the time.
Sure.
Right? So when we reprice, like our whole life, which is primarily should be used for IBC, mm-hmm, business, we go to our field and,
yeah,
we go to our partners.
Right.
And
when you say partners, you mean like the agents?
The agents, yeah.
Producers.
Our advisors, producers,
yeah,
that are in the field actually doing, you know, the IBC concept. And that's been a big concept for us that we use at Emeritus for a long time. Our producers,
yeah,
use. And so when it's time to reprice, we go to our IBC practitioners and we say, hey, we're going to reprice our whole life. We have to be competitive.
Yeah.
What do you guys need in a product or, you know, a solution for your clients, for an IBC type client? And so then they come back to us and they say, hey, Chris, you know, Kelly's our VP of product and actuary. He's moved up through the ranks,
yeah,
many times. But so they come to us and they say, hey, Chris, you know, we need a product that, you know, offers no load on the paid up rider.
Right.
The paid up rider is kind of what you use to, you know,
build cash.
Supercharge, build,
yep,
cash. Yeah. So we need a product that has no load. You know, I think we're one of the only carriers that has such a vehicle. We need a product that has choice between direct recognition and non-direct recognition. We need flexibility in the rider. You know, how often can you fund it? How often can you miss those riders and,
right,
retain the rights to it? So what I'm trying to say is we support it by being a sponsor. And then when it comes time to, you know, reprice these products, we go to the field force that's using that and we take their advice. We can't always get everything they want, but we've done a really good job in the past.
Yeah, that's good.
So the no load is a huge thing out there in the industry right now, and it really does a good job.
So as one of the regional vice presidents, what do you actually do? So like, that's a really cool title.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
what do you do?
Yeah. Cool title, a lot of responsibility. There's three or four things that we do. There's probably more than three or four things that we do as regional vice presidents. But, you know, one thing is we're kind of that liaison between the home office and our partners.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, obviously we always want everything to go smooth with the home office and products and underwriting and service. You know, if things don't go well or there's an issue, then, you know, the field force will come to me. I'll go to the home office. And I say the home office, that's me, right? But
yeah.
I did work in the field, and so I always consider myself, I know what it's like to earn a commission,
right.
You know, and so I feel for the guys and gals out there, and so I try to get wins for them, right?
Yeah.
So smooth out the underwriting, the questions, maybe there's communications, so that's part of it. It's just, you know, field relationship, helping them navigate the emeritus world, getting business placed an issue. Another thing that we do is we recruit. I do recruit for emeritus, you know, and I have 5 different states.
What are those states?
So those states would be Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and then the Panhandle, Florida.
Okay.
Also Louisiana. So
all right.
Florida is part of
ish.
Florida. Yeah. A little Florida-ish. So
the Alabama part of Florida.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So I am always recruiting.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, a second big thing to do. I'm also considered like a wholesaler, if you will, too. So,
okay.
You know, I have to be sharp on the products, you know, and at Emeritus, we offer a lot of different products in our portfolio, disability insurance, you know, all different types of life insurance, annuities, retirement plans. We have our broker dealer. I'm also going out to our agencies and then, you know, delivering sales ideas, product updates, things like that. So those are the primary things that we do, you know, but there's a lot of different things.
Sure.
We wear a lot of different hats.
So this is a interesting era we're in.
Yeah.
AI is on the talk of everybody from ministry to sports, any kind of business. Now, obviously, insurance. How has AI changed the way you operate in this business?
You know, you might be a little surprised when I say this, but it hasn't changed a lot for
yeah.
me. Certainly in my role, especially in the recruiting world, there are new tools that we can use that will mine different databases
yeah.
to look for recruits and make that process easier. So we can definitely use those tools, you know, that navigate LinkedIn, you know, or navigate
yeah.
Discovery database and bring people in front of me. But truly, this is a people business.
Absolutely.
A relationship business. And it's always going to be that way.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Certainly AI is going to be a benefit in this world with underwriting and algorithms and things like that, you know, and it helps us underwriting. But in my business, recruiting and doing what I'm doing, it's always a people business, and
sure.
that face-to-face relationship is really what's important.
Yep.
So, you know, there are some advantages of AI, but it's not really doing anything to take things away from me. And, it, you know, if anything, it can really help.
So Nelson Nash, who's got the guy that invented the infinite banking concept, people have been using Whole Life for years, but he's the one that really brought this thing to light and just made it public and more mainstream. There's a huge IBC presence in Birmingham, mostly because this is where Nelson lived.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What makes the three-way partnership between you, Emeritus, and like Nalan, for example? So Nalan's one of the best people in the country as far as production of infinite banking policies or IBC policies. What makes that agency so successful, and what's that relationship like?
Yeah. So, you know, people talk about a three-legged stool or the points of a triangle,
mm-hmm.
and just give you a comparison. You know, when you're dealing with a client, you know, the points of the triangle would be the home office,
yep.
the advisor, the agent, and then the client, right? So, you know, all three of those must communicate together and mm-hmm. must work together to accomplish the goal. You know, with the firm here in Alabama, it's been such a good fit because, you know, if you put myself in that, they're my partner, they're my client.
Sure.
You know, so part of my role is to make sure that they're happy, they're getting what they need, they're getting the customer service. So if you put the home office, myself, and then
yeah.
that firm, you know, Nalan Associates, in that triangle, we all work together to accomplish, you know, the benefit for the ultimately the client.
Right.
But, you know, I've worked with this firm for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 years. Maybe more. I remember going out with Justin at dinner, you know, one time when he first came on, and Charlie has always been, you know, Henry Charlie and one of the best in the industry. But it comes to be a time where they know they can depend on me. And again, going back to what I said about I need to get wins for them, but they fully understand, even though I need to get wins for them, I'm not always going to get the right answer for them. There's going to be times I can't deliver because my ultimate goal as well is I got to protect the home office, right?
Sure.
So we've got to have practices and policies that benefit all our policyholders. And so, you know, but they know they can count on me to go to bat for them when I need to. And so that's made a very successful partnership because, you know, I'm a guy that I get on, if I'm in the office, I'm not traveling on an airplane and I get an email request from them, I'm on that right
sure.
away. Communication is the biggest part of this whole deal.
Oh, absolutely.
I think people have lost the art of communication, you know, and not that you have to know an answer right away, but you need to respond to, you know, especially your best firms within,
shoot,
you know, a period. It could be 24 hours, but you need to respond, hey, I'm working on this.
Super
super quick.
That's the thing. The other thing I'd say with this group is, you know, over the years, I've watched multiple advisors come on, you know, through the last 10, 15 years, and they're truly like family.
Yeah.
When you get to that point where you're not only business partners, but you consider them family, I mean, that relationship is an unbreakable bond.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of those folks out of that agency, they know my family. Sure. You know, they ask me, hey, Chris, how are you doing? You know, they ask me how recruiting's going. Yeah. You know, they care about me.
Sure.
Likewise, I care about them. Yeah. And we just have that relationship that's just grown over the years, and they're just an unbelievable group. So I think just that relationship that's developed, and they know they can count on us. Yeah. Emeritus can count on me to get things done for
them. That's good. What do agents often get wrong about Infinite Banking?
So a lot of them just, honestly, they use the wrong policy.
Mm.
My belief, and most licensed practitioners' belief, is you should use whole life.
Right.
They design the policy wrong. You know, they use more base commission than they use the paid up rider. I mean, some people call that, you know, it could be that they don't know, but it could be what we call commission breath as well.
Sure.
Because you do get paid more when you use that base premium. So those are some of the big things that I would say that they do get wrong. And some of those are just brand new to the industry and they don't know, but those are two of the most common things
that's
that
good.
I would see. Yeah.
So that kind of brings me to my next question. What separates a generic whole life policy from a specifically designed Infinite Banking policy?
Yeah. Generic whole life is a product that will help somebody, you know, in the time that they need it. It goes for their whole life. People love whole life. Generic policies, guaranteed cash values, premium death benefit, right?
Right.
It's a great beauty. It's a beautiful thing. It's going to be there. IBC, that's a process.
Yeah.
Using whole life
sure.
as the vehicle to accomplish the client's goals.
Mm.
So there's a whole different thing there. When you're using IBC, you're actually using the paid up rider, where a generic whole life, you're probably just going to use a base premium.
Sure.
But the rider, the paid up rider, actually is a rocket booster that will
create tons of cash value.
Creates tons of that cash value.
Yeah.
And so that's the big difference is IBC is a process, where a generic whole life is just a product.
Just a product. That's a great product. That's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
So why is Emeritus a strong fit specifically for business owners and investors and high net worth individuals for using IBC? Why is Emeritus a good fit for those?
Yeah, the IBC product designed by our producers.
Yeah.
So they know what their clients need, right? So the IBC story, you know, is a great fit anyway, but when you wrap in everything that Emeritus has for those business owners, that's where Emeritus specializes.
Yeah.
Business owners and high net worth clients. A lot of folks don't know, with Emeritus, we have access to, you know, Marshall & Stevens, which is a business valuation company.
Mm-hmm.
So business owners need that from time
sure.
to time, right?
Yeah.
So we have access to, through our advanced sales team, Succession Resource Group,
mm-hmm.
which is succession planning, buy sells. You know, hey, I want to buy a book of business. FP Transitions is another group that we use. We're strong for business owners and high net worth clients because of those, you know, besides IBC, it's great. Yeah, it's a great product.
Right.
But all the other things that our advanced sales team adds is amazing.
It's a lot of different products for
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah. So yeah. A lot of support, a lot of value adds is what I would call them.
So you've been in the business 25 years and there are new agents, you're recruiting new agents, you're recruiting older agents. 25 years in the business.
Yeah.
What is one thing that you wish all new agents knew?
You know what? Somebody that's kind of mentored me other years always told me, Chris, never get too high, never get too
sure.
low. You know, this industry, can you imagine the changes in the last 5 years,
can't,
3 years,
yeah.
25 years? So you have to know that things are going to change dramatically. And we're in a period of time where technology is, we don't know what it's going to be like next year. So, you know, take your time, but learn your craft, learn a specific product, you know, have a repeatable sales track that you can get good at. Know that your clients, what they tell you today, in 3 years, it could be totally different.
Totally different.
So you've got to build some flexibility and some alternate vehicles and some plans to be ready to pivot, because
that's
this
good.
Industry is going to change.
So what, so there's some, we have four, we had four of the top 10 agents in the country at Nowlin.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. What's, you've seen great agents and you've seen average agents. What separates an average agent from a top producer?
Yeah. You know, I was at a conference last weekend and there's one of the presenters said, those at the bottom compete. Those at the top collaborate.
Mm,
you know,
that's good.
You know, working with others.
Don't
be afraid. You know, and I go back to learning that. Find your niche market. Where do you want to succeed? You know, don't try to be a jack of all trades right away. Learn your niche product.
So good.
Focus on one thing, and if that's IBC, that's IBC, and that's great. Keep in mind, there's a lot of other sales concepts.
Absolutely.
Out there. You know, I mean, there's, you know, circle of wealth. There's wealth building cornerstones, but learn a concept. You know, I really like to focus on IBC. I believe in it strongly, but you you know, just kind of learn your craft and, you know, really collaborate with others. Don't be afraid to share business.
What have you seen in the, over the last 10 years, what have you seen with like how clients have changed about when it comes to IBC?
It comes to IBC, gosh, even what we're doing here is podcasts, right?
Yeah.
So there's YouTube, there's Instagram, there's a lot more clients doing DIY IBC. They're learning, you know, they hear about the concept, but they're going doing their own research.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other thing I see is clients are wanting to use it for things like real estate. That's been a big, big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like an obvious thing for me though.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I'm being honest, you know,
that's new.
When I say it's new, it's probably in the last 3 to 5 years, at least that I've seen.
Sure.
You know, I could be totally wrong, but it's really, as I travel the country and I look at different podcasts and TikToks, and I see real estate's a big deal. Yeah.
So what is the, okay, so that's a great question. I don't even have this written down. What is the number one thing that you see people using IBC for then?
Well, you know, it's really the number one thing would be not real estate, but it's basically, you know, being that alternative to going to a banker to get a loan.
Sure.
For your down payment for your house, for your car, you know, instead of borrowing. That's still the number one. It's definitely funding that whole life, getting those funds built up, and then coming out and taking it out and doing that repeatable every time.
So talking about recruiting,
yeah,
because when I was coaching college football, I had to do it, and it's always a sales pitch, but it's also extremely relational.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting in somebody's living room or whatever. When you're recruiting an agent, young or old, what are you looking for?
Really, if I'm being honest, it's somebody that can do holistic planning, you know? And what I mean by that is not only they can do the insurance piece, the protection piece, the accumulation piece, but ideally, we would love to have somebody that can do the wealth management, you know? And that firm here in Alabama does it as well. And I've got great firms in Memphis. I've got great firms in New Orleans that do the same thing. But we find that if you can do wealth management for your client as well, is doing the protection and the IBC piece.
Yeah.
Those that do the wealth management will actually sell more life insurance. Why is that? Because they have access to all the pieces. So if you're just focusing on the IBC part for your client and you're not doing the investing and the wealth management piece, you've got another wealth management professional talking to your client all the time. And a lot of those clients, a lot of those CPAs and accountants and investors or, you know, RIAs, they don't like the IBC piece necessarily.
No, so, my guy does not. So we have a separate guy. I have a separate guy that does all our market stuff. And then obviously Justin and I work together on IBC stuff. A lot of market people, but is, you know, FAs, financial advisors, don't like IBC for a couple reasons. Number one, it takes money out of their pocket.
It does.
So if I'm spending, let's just call it $50,000 a year on an IBC policy, that's $50,000 that could be in the market that he is not making his 1.5% on.
Yeah.
So that's where I see. The other thing is they don't understand it.
They don't understand.
They don't, Chris, and I don't get it. Like it's changing just like anything else, but they just don't understand it. And if they would spend the time and know what's going on with it, it would help them, because it is a savings vehicle that they can leverage to do stuff in the market, to do other things, alternative investing, whatever. Yeah. They just don't understand. It's like a guy used to say in college, they don't know and they don't know they don't know.
Yeah. So think about that. Then all the time while you're talking to your guy about investments and somebody else is talking to you about the IBC, you're always having to fight that other relationship, you know, because exactly what you said, you know. So if you can do all pieces and manage everything, then you can still do the investments.
Sure.
IBC is not everything.
No,
you can still do all the
Absolutely
other things.
Not.
But if you have somebody that doesn't understand it, you're going to be always up against that professional. You know, you're trying to tell them to do IBC. They're trying to, you know, you shouldn't do that. And so it creates, you know, some hard times sometimes between clients. But again, we really feel like we can find advisors and agents that can do everything. It's a win-win for us. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for somebody that can also, you know, sell disability insurance.
Mm.
You know, I truly believe in all financial planning that disability insurance should be your foundation of all planning that you do, including IBC. Because, you know, if you ask client, you know, what's their number one asset, they're going to say, my number one asset is my house or my real estate. But in reality, it's their ability to earn an income. And if you really open their eyes about having a protection plan like disability in place, you know, protect your bank, protect the IBC, you know, and if you don't have your income, you can't fund your retirement plans, you can't pay for your health insurance, you can't fund your IBC policy. So I'm looking for agents that can do that piece of it as well.
Yeah.
So I'm I'm really looking for agents and advisors that can do really of everything. It's not a requirement or anything like that.
But you like it.
We like it. Yeah. I like life insurance, and we like investments and annuities and disability and retirement plans too.
Yeah. Okay, so I got another technical question, and this is not written down either. So there's a stat out there that says like 90%+ of term insurance policies are never filled, meaning they pay them for 20, 30 years, whatever, and they never get paid out.
2% of claims, yeah, or something like that. Yeah, something like that.
So 98% of all term policies don't get paid out. Why is that?
I mean, a lot of folks buy short-term term. It's 10 years, it's 15 years, it's 20. I mean, it's truly term's designed to protect a mortgage, for short-term.
Sure.
It's obviously there's things that happen, and any insurance is good insurance.
Absolutely.
But it is truly, it's just, that's the way it rolls because it's such a short period of time. And people usually buy term when they're young, right?
Yep.
I got married. I bought a house.
I did.
Banker says I need to buy term, so I'm going to buy it to get the loan. So I do it. And, that's the reason. It's nothing more than that, in my opinion.
So talking to new agents, okay, and they're trying to build momentum with IBC because it's a hard road.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the one thing you would tell a new agent to build momentum? What would you tell him?
Yeah. Connect with the Nelson Nash Institute.
Perfect. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah. Go through the practitioner program. And then work with a mentor. It's a very technical business.
Yeah.
And you need to work with some experienced guys. And, a lot of the IBC practitioners, they're all about collaborating. And they share business in other states because they know these guys are the experts. I'm going to bring them in until I get to know 100% what I'm doing.
Right.
So that's what I would
everything
say.
Everything I do right now is shared business with Mike Swally.
Yeah.
I mean, everything I do. Just simply because, I've been in it 3 years, but
you do a lot of different things.
I do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So talking about that, what does Emeritus do, the home office, what does Emeritus do to help these agents win? What's their role there to help the new agents win?
Yeah, gosh, new agents. I mean, again, IBC aside, Emeritus, we're huge on culture. Huge on culture and education. We're still a company that truly believes in relationships. Our practice management team has done a fantastic putting together what we call Emeritus Growth Leaders Group, which is AGL. Those with less than 10 years experience in the industry, but they're on pace to hit some of our conferences and things. So it's a special group that they get together, at different industry events. We also, Emeritus has probably 25 to 30 different study groups. And what's really cool about that is you might be in a study group with four other advisors or agents. One's here in Alabama, one's in California, one's in South Dakota, one's in New York. But you guys all focus on different parts of the business. One might do DI, one might be IUL, one might be a whole life.
Right.
You become almost a family member with that group. And typically you have monthly calls and you do a once a year in-person visit with each other and they can become like family. So we're really focusing on that as well. We also promote women as far as we have a group called Emeritus Women Elevated, which is a really cool deal.
Yeah.
So, and we do that for everybody. But new agents, we have different schools that we put on, immersion class. And again, our practice management team has just done a fantastic job of what I always call value adds and just providing that stuff.
Sure.
We truly, it's in our best interest for you guys
absolutely
to succeed. So, they've done a great job of putting schools and different programs to help with that.
Why are there not more women selling insurance and IBC?
I think it's just it's hard habit to break, and what I mean by that is it's never been an industry 30, 40, 50 years ago. IBC, although it's been around for years and years and years, what I'll say is by going to the conference, there's a lot more women in this industry now. Yeah. Than they used to be.
I think a great aggressive woman in this industry would absolutely kill it.
Yeah. 100%. And there are women that are just killing it and outdoing the male.
Well, because it's harder for me to go sell to a woman. Yeah. And there's so much empowerment these days with empowering women, empowering minorities, whatever. And I think a woman that would learn this and be great at it would absolutely kill it. Even if they just focused on women selling IBC to women.
Yeah, there's a lady that's done a phenomenal job, and she's either in South Dakota, North Dakota, and she's put together a program called Farming Without
the Bank. Oh, yeah. I know her. She's got a great book.
Farming Without the Bank
is probably my number one resource.
Yeah.
That I read that helped me, other than becoming your own banker, Farm Without the Bank. What's her name? Mary Jo?
Mary Jo Ehrman.
Yeah. She does a really, really good job. Now, listen, you watch Mary Jo on the YouTube now.
Yeah.
She's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
But she knows her stuff. She doesn't take any crap, but her book is wonderful.
It is.
It's such a good book.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that to anybody out there that's wanting to know about IBC. Farming Without the Bank is a wonderful book. Yep. She does a really good job explaining it, and the example she used with farming is a wonderful example.
Yeah, she always does a great presentation at Think Tank. But again, I just think, I do think in the last 5 years, there is a lot more women in the industry, and they're doing really, really well. And Women in Financial Services is another great organization mm-hmm. that we're part of, Emeritus, and so it's growing. And, you know, I was at a conference again last week, and, you know, I heard a lot of women earn more than the men, you know, or that's changing. That whole market's changing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a big difference. Again, we're, you know, a mutual company is all about the policyholders, and a stock company is all about the shareholders, right? So, you know, the difference is a mutual company is not necessarily about the profit. We're about the surplus, right?
Right.
So we care about having a surplus, returning premium as a dividend to our policyholders. So there's that. And the other thing I would say is, you know, we are innovative. So I know there's a topic about, you know, innovation with mutual companies, and we are very innovative. We don't change. We are very conservative. But we change innovation by technology. And we've come out with some, you know, instant offer term products. You sit down with a client and you fill out a 7-question application online, and within 2 minutes you have an underwriting offer.
Wow.
And so there is a myth that we're not innovative, and we are. But you know, we do care about our policyholders, and that's where a mutual company is really focused on the long term,
right?
Because we're protecting our policyholders, where a stock company is more worried about quarterly earnings. So you see how that
it's a massive difference. Yeah. So let me ask you this other question. Why are business owners some of the best candidates for infinite banking?
All business owners have what they call a silent partner, right? Whether they want them or not. And the initials of that silent partner are IRS.
Yeah.
So the more the business owner makes, the more the IRS makes.
That's true.
And so I don't know of a successful business owner that is not trying to find, you know, the latest deduction, how to defer taxes. And being a business owner, it's about having cash that's fluid, right?
Yeah.
And you have money coming in and out as
correct.
A business owner. That is a perfect setup for an IBC policy, because they have the cash.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once they learn how they can defer the cash, and they can actually use that to fund, you know, a lot of different things in their business, not necessarily hide that from the IRS, but just, you know, avoid some of the traditional investments that they have. But they're great because of their model and the cash coming in and out. And they don't want to partner with that invisible partner.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Okay. Does. So you're out of the agent game, haven't been a producer in a while.
Yeah.
But you've learned so much over the years of just being around different people, and also obviously being around the part of the product. If you could speak directly to a surgeon or an investor or a house flipper, what would you say about IBC?
All a little bit of the same to each one of them, right?
Yeah.
It's all about liquidity. The surgeon, obviously, high income, right? Probably maxing out their IRAs,
everything,
maxing out, you know, Roth IRAs or whatever, you have it. So they're always looking for the next vehicle to where they can defer some cash. And so again, there they can use IBC policy to, you know, learn about, hey, this is another vehicle. Most of them don't think about life insurance, right? That's not
sure.
the traditional model.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just opening, you know, their eyes. Surgeons, high income, they're looking for that. Investors, again, it's about liquidity, right? And they've obviously learned how to leverage capital to invest, right? So, hey, here's another way that you can leverage capital, and this can be a repeatable process for you. And, then the house flipper, I mean, that's why I say real estate.
Because, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, so think about this, you know, you're flipping houses and you're selling them. Every time you got to go work with a lender. Most of them have preferred lenders that know the process. They go back to them over and over. But most times, for the record, they've got to fill out a credit application.
Right.
They've got to go through a loan process. Well, hey, with an IBC-type policy with a whole life, no credit check, right?
You just roll.
No, you just roll. There's no banker, after I take the loan, that says, hey, you got to pay your note every month on this date. There's no repayment, you know. I mean, you pay the policy back. So with somebody help doing house flipping, then it's just it's easy.
So the two things that I don't think people talk enough about with IBC are retirement.
Yeah.
I think it's a massive advantage to have a policy and use it for retirement, simply because traditional retirement accounts, you have no access to your 59 and a half. Now I have access. I can build that policy, build that pool of cash, but then use it as much as I want to, whenever I want to.
Yeah.
And then once I retire, I can use it there. That's number one. The other place that I think that people are not taking advantage of IBC is with their kids. The kids policies, and having the kids policies does so many different things. And we've started doing that with ours. All three of our kids have a policy. Number one, it makes them insurable. Number two, we can use that for anything we want to.
Yeah.
college. We can use it for, if they don't go to college, for a business. It's just a slow growing, dependable cash source. Like, for example, I've got one of my 16-year-old. I used it 5 months after she had the policy to buy her a car. And so it's just such, and I don't think that we talk enough about those mechanisms of using the policy. We all talk about, you know, flippers, and we talk about business owners, but kids and retirement are two massive, massive areas that we could sell and do more policies.
Retirement, like you said, it's an added benefit, you know.
I mean,
so is a death benefit, right? So
sure.
IBC type policies used for, you know, money in, money out, but what's left over at the end of the day at 65, why not use it? It's tax free.
Right.
You know, policy stays in force. It's never going to, you know, we've got to be careful because there are some situations where, you know, it could be taxable, but as long as that policy stays in force, those loans
will not
be taxable. So, you know, we always got to be careful what we say there, but yeah, it's there. It's a benefit. And as far as kids, my dad's been in the industry for, you know, 40 years and, you know, I wish I would have learned about IBC. You know, I learned probably 10 years ago, 15 years prior when I started working with Justin's group. But I've already got policies on, I got whole life policies on my kids. And for sure, I'm practicing as well. I got a whole life policy on me and I've actually used it to take a loan just because, you know, for me, if I want to support my field better, I need to know the process of
ins and
outs of it. So I've actually utilized it to borrow money and then I pay it back. And it's been great. But yeah, two great points on retirement. And nobody talks about retirement with IBC. It's always about the here and now, but definitely
a
great advantage of permanent life insurance is the ability to take it out tax free.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah. Before we go, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah.
With no phone number, email, website, whatever.
Yeah. What's the best way? So the best way to get a hold of me would just be a cell phone would be 402-570-9447. Mm-hmm. My email is simply ccook@emeritus.com.
Awesome.
And so that's simple and easy.
Perfect. Yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you bet. Very happy to.
Awesome.
And thanks for having me.
Yep.
Appreciate it.